few years ago, I facilitated a usability test using a travel website. In one task, participants were asked to choose from three locations based on free visa entry for British citizens. One participant, immediately after reading the task, he said, "I'll go to America," even when America was not listed as part of the options. Now, there is a reason behind his choice. Such reasons are what we're going to talk about in this episode of the Clivnovia US cast on usability testing. Usability testing is a task-based process as well as a sampling process. This means we cannot test every possible task user can perform with a product. As US practitioners, we should structure tasks around business goals, product redesign, and where applicable, new features. During task derivation, for a usability test, we mostly focus on three major areas where tasks should be structured around during the formulation of tasks for usability test. For example, we focus on important tasks such as frequently performed tasks and basic tasks that involve the core functionalities of a product. Secondly, tasks that involve areas where the test facilitator perceive users might find difficulties. And thirdly, tasks that explore the product's navigation and information architecture. Tasks should be formulated in such a way that they make sense to the average user by avoiding technical terms and adopting the use of simple languages, and should be structured around major activities users will normally carry out on their daily basis while using the product. One way to get the best out of a usability test is by using task scenario, that is, by using a short storyline, as it makes a task more realistic and it eliminates the artificialities of the task by telling a reasonable and very short story. When using a short storyline, remember not to give clues to participants by avoiding the use of unique words that are used in the tested product. Since participants usually scan the product in search for these related words, the implication of using related words will not only bias the result, thus will not only bias the test result, but will also limit the number of usability problems that will be detected. This is important. During a usability test, regardless of the Tinkerlad method that is adopted, The test facilitator should allow participants to ask questions relating to the task described to minimize the risk of task misinterpretations. Task scenarios add context to a usability test and give participants rationale and the motivation to perform a task. The closer the task scenario to reality, the more reliable the test results. Talking about the characteristics of tasks. The first task in a usability test should be very simple in order to increase the user's confidence, boost morale, and to guarantee the user an early success experience. So, tasks should be ordered in such a way that they are independent of each other to enable flexibility in cases where changing the order of the task is required, and also to allow continuity and progress to the next task in cases where participants decide to abandon a task. Each task should end with a statement that tells the participants when a task is complete to avoid misunderstanding in situations where participants mistakenly think they have completed a task when it is not complete. A practical implication for not indicating when a task is complete will be usability test facilitator intervention that could order the participant's normal task flow. Hence, all tasks should be formulated with an indication for the participants to know when a task is complete. A good practice for usability task formulation is to ensure that all tasks do not lead participants to the solution of upcoming tasks, so tasks should be different.
Painful truth, many falls. Trusting chance to make it through. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. An invisible point of view. Worth the risk in many games. The adventure wins out.
First, site inspection and product walkthrough should be carried out to work out the site navigations. Attention should be given to areas where participants might experience difficulties. Secondly, considerable attention should be given to the main features and functionality of the site, that is, a clear goal should be established about the tested product. Thirdly, we should ensure an appropriate level of duty in order not to give participants clues and steps to accomplish tasks. Also, all tasks should be known item tasks. This implies that all tasks should require participants to search for information that exists on the tested product. So there should be known solutions. It would be very out of place if you give a participant a task to complete and At the end of the day, the solution is not on the tested product. That is not appropriate. And finally, OTACs should have a correct solution, which is used as a way of accounting for the correctness of a tax by developing a means to measure whether or not users accomplish a tax. A pretest or pilot study should be conducted to test tax feasibility. A best practice is to ensure that all tax solutions are written by the participants on a provided answer booklet. This implies that the correctness of each tax can be measured easily both by the participants and the test facilitator. So, if you follow these guidelines, you'll be able to come up with a good tax for your usability test. That's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Cheers, and have a good one.